understand who killed the dog was.
Well, I just think...
Me!
I can't hear you.
There we go. What's up, Mike? I'm a dummy.
It's all good, man. It's one of those days.
So is that... I was just miming for a whole bunch.
Yeah, pretty much.
And my wife just called because I'm at a comedy club. I'm at in Tampa at a place called Side Splitters. And I do this like during weeknights, workout and stuff. This is where I blew my calf out, by the way. If anyone seen me when I had my crutches, this is the show when I played here, Side Splitters, where I blew my calf out. It was gnarly right on stage. So that was my wife. The storms in Florida were not so today, driving from Naples to Tampa. So she was just wanting to make sure I was okay. I said, I'm good. So I keep forgetting the the next couple of days is not so. And also got a show next weekend, the 24th, that you could stream. Clay Clark is presenting it. It's going to be me, Michael Luftus, and maybe some other people. It's going to be pretty cool. So we might try some sketches and a little stand-up and stuff like that. Things are good. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right, man. How was Vegas?
You know, for the first time ever, I was with my friend Dan, who was on a couple podcasts ago, and we took a helicopter ride to the Grand Canyon, which I never did before. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, that was really cool. So if anyone... That was sick. The scenery was mind-blowing. And I can't believe I've been going to Vegas for like 15, 20 years and never did that. That I would highly recommend. Like, you want to go see the Grand Canyon? 2 hours, you go there and you come right back. You're going over Hoover Dam. You're going over Lake Mead. You go to... It was pretty freaking awesome. I really liked it. So, yeah, Vegas was cool. The shows were good. They're all packed. I got to meet one of my Patreon members there, Wendy, and she's freaking adorable. She literally flew in from San Francisco, flew into Vegas one night, come see the show, fly right back. She gave me this cool book to read, and it's interesting meeting fans and stuff, and I guess that's part of what today is too. I had some stuff lined up for today, and then I started listening to some of the messages, and it really, I'm fascinated of the all different types of people that listen to the podcast now. I don't know if you're starting to realize it, but I'm also starting to see they're showing up at the shows as well. And, you know, the stand-up is... It's kind of a cool... I love stand-up. But this podcast, Mike, we're starting to... we're almost a year into it.
Yep.
And it's almost how we talked about it over a year ago, where we're like, we're just going to build and take our time, and whatever happens, happens. It's turned into something really cool.
It's definitely been an adventure, man.
It definitely has been an adventure. So I want everyone to, like, take a breather. There's a lot going on in the world. And again, I always stress to you, don't let the world's issues infiltrate you. Is it on your front porch knocking on your door? Is the world's issues taking your kids to school and taking care of your father who may have stage 4 cancer or whatever's going on in your life? I don't think so. So you need to shut all that out. And every time I start, it's amazing, man. Every time I start feeling a little off, or Lost. And then I hear messages, and I meet people at the airport, at the shows, and they lift me up. And what drives me nuts more than anything is, don't consider yourself, I'm just the little person. I'm just the little guy. I'm a little nobody. Don't ever do that to yourself. A little person can make quite an impact on a lot of big scenarios. So today, I want you guys to listen with me, some messages that I pulled off, and we're going to get into some videos that I'm super passionate about. And before I go, by the way, I'm doing Glenn Beck. I don't know if you're a fan of Glenn Beck, but Glenn Beck Show reached out to me a while ago, and we finally were able to pull it off, and I'll be filming there. By the time you're watching this, the filming will be done, and I don't know how his schedule works. I don't know how the Glenn Beck Show, I don't know if it airs later that day or the next day or whatever, but I am filming Glenn Beck, or I'm done filming Glenn Beck as you're watching this. Right now I'm in Tampa, Side Splitters, doing a show tonight, go to Dallas tomorrow, film Glenn Beck, going to Spokane, Washington, where I'm going to Idaho, part of the Reawaken American Tour, with I think like 4,000 or 5,000 people. And it's been quite an interesting ride. So here's a little, this is the things that keep me going. So let's listen to some messages, and I want you to hear some of these. It's kind of cool. What do you got today, Mike?
Cool, man. Yeah, I got Jonathan here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Jim. Just wanted to tell you, man, that we all appreciate what you're doing. Having somebody who lived on the insider point of view in Hollywood and was exposed to some of the things that happen out there, it's important for us out here, us normies or us small guys, to have somebody like you on our side fighting for us. We really appreciate it. Jim, been a huge fan since back in Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
Your Goat Man skits were some of the funniest things I ever watched as a teenager. So I really appreciate what you're doing, man. Keep it up. God bless you. Keep you in my prayers. Watch your podcast there on YouTube. And just a small-time Western Pennsylvania mailman here. Just always had a affinity for you, though. Have you ever heard of a comedian named Chris Weivel? If you have, get back to me.
Chris Weivel. I've not heard of Chris Weivel, and it's no disrespect to Chris. I don't pay attention to a lot of people, but I'll look at him. I'll go check him out. I'm assuming you like him and all that jazz. So, and that's the thing. It's the, he said, first of all, thank you for listening as you're riding around your mail truck. There's a lot of mail people that listen to me. I don't know if you know that, Mike. I already know for a fact I have at least 3 to 5.
Oh, really?
Yes, 100%. One, Christine comes to see me all the time at the Paramount. She's a Patreon member. She's a mailman. Her boyfriend's a mailman. He listens all the time. So it's kind of, there's a lot of mail people out there, which is kind of cool. But here's the thing, too. A lot of people, you don't realize how much bigger you are as the regular person, as what you consider the regular person. Like when you say it's just our little people, you're not that little. You don't believe you're little. It's just so interesting when people say, you know, thanks for speaking up. I think I'm just doing common sense. I feel like I'm just speaking out of common sense for humanity. I've done television or film in the past, but then it means nothing to me. Humanity is first. my wife, my children are first. My family is first. The love of humanity is first over I'm starring in this and I got to do that. And I feel like so many people are so scared to say things because they fear losing their jobs. Where are we as a society if you're petrified to talk about how you feel? We're in serious trouble. So to you, I say it's an absolute honor to talk common sense. And actually, you make me feel better because I realize there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us. I'm going to say 80%, at least. There's 20% that 10% that like to stick their head in the sand. Maybe more, maybe 20, maybe the rest of 20. I don't know. But thank you. All right, let's play the next one, Mike.
All right, this is I'm gonna butcher the name.
Don't even try to say the name. I try to read it. I can't. Yeah.
She's from Ecuador. I believe she says her name in the message. So
all right, let's try this one. Her name.
Hey, Jim, Ijerba here from Ecuador, South America, by way of Detroit, Michigan. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for someone had to say it or somebody had to say it. Ah. It just popped up on my page at random and the title itself brought me in, plus the fact that I love comedy. That was so brilliant. And ooh. I laughed my ass off at least 10 times because I watched it 10 times. And each time was as funny as the first time. Well, nothing was as funny as the first time. But it was so brilliant because not only was it fun, not only was it making us remember all the things that matter and how we take them for granted and really what the quote-unquote good old days were. Not only that, but it highlighted for me your own, you know, spirituality came beaming through. And for that, I felt camaraderie and kinship. And I just wanted to say that. And I'm really grateful for this little vehicle that I just learned about on your podcast to let you know. So thank you. Cool. And looking forward to the next one. Hmm. We all need to say it.
Wow. See, now that's really cool. And you know what? When I was filming that special, before I even filmed it, I was playing the tiniest places because once I said I'm not playing any venue that forces a card to prove that you stuck a needle in you, I was really overwhelmed by the reaction. It was mind-boggling. And that I don't want people to forget what that was like. It's nice to forget, but be very aware. Be very aware of how humanity was treated and who were the ones that were front and center on the front lines trying to condemn so many human beings that just had questions. And that is, you know what, whatever you think is going on in the world, don't underestimate that. It's like Yoda said, never underestimate the power of the dark side. Don't underestimate the power of the dark side. And what drives the power of the dark side? Fame, vanity, ego, money, greed. Power. And I'll tell you what, like I knew to hold the line. I strongly feel that when you find something deeper in our existence, some of you think we're just here to, you know, go to work and make money and have a pension and retire. To you, I'll say, I hope you one day realize there's so much more to your existence. so much more to your existence than you can ever imagine. Ever imagine. And I don't, you know, I don't, it takes a lot not to be angry. I'm not going to lie to you. It takes a lot not to be angry, but I don't want to forget. I forgive, but I ain't going to forget. And Mike, I want to show you a video, and I want people to see this, because this video is very compelling to me. This is passionate. And I had someone call me when I said what I said and I made the video. And I remember one of the quotes that person said, "What are you listening to? The information from the drunk fireman at the end of the bar?" I'll never forget that. And I wanted to go through the phone and grab that person's throat and rip his larynx out. Because, yeah, that is who I'm listening to. The real human beings, not the ones on the mountain, not the ones whose asses are sucked 24/7 by the elites. And when you are in a situation where you have power, we have tons of money, you surround yourself with that. Well, guess what? You're in a bubble. You're wrapped in a bubble. And it's nice to be in that world. Trust me, I enjoy it. I enjoy dabbling in that world. It's very nice. I'd be a liar if I said once in a while I don't drop a big coin for dinner and I sit down, what I call it, tonight we're going to eat like gentlemen. We were in Las Vegas, and me and my friend Dan, I said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to this restaurant called Michael's at South Point Casino, and we're going to eat like gentlemen. What is eating like gentlemen? You know what? We can afford spending ridiculous money and be treated like a king. Sit down. Let's eat like gentlemen. Let's sit down and eat like gentlemen. Let's take our time and eat like gentlemen. Mike, can you play the video of the fireman? This is, I want you guys to really listen, no matter where you were on the spectrum. But the fact that people, that this happened to humanity, cannot be forgotten. And we also have to look at how many other things have happened to humanity that we may have thought was real or important at the time. And now we look back and go, wow, we had the wool pull over our eyes. And I'm not saying we had the wool pull over our eyes for YouTube purposes. I'm just saying, let's listen to some people. Can you play that fireman, Mike? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
You got it.
This is amazing.
I gave my best years to this city, 20 years from 21 to 41, and then they take it away at the peak of my earning career. I made it to captain. I went through that process. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Eric Adams is going to be on the wrong side of history. The people who look by are the same people who thought slavery was okay. The same people
much.
Who thought segregation in Shea Stadium was okay.
Thank you very
okay?
much. Right.
You segregated us. I was allowed to work in okay. this city, but I wasn't allowed to eat in a restaurant
That's
in this
right.
city.
Thank
That's
you very much.
I was allowed to work through the pandemic, but
That's
I wasn't
right.
allowed to eat in a restaurant.
Okay.
I
right.
could wear the uniform, go to a burning building,
okay.
but not eat here.
Thank you
What's
very
wrong
much,
with you people? Trust the science.
Thank
you guys are fucked up.
That's right. That's right. He used the proper terminology. And I could... I have nephews, best friends, that gave their life. They were told. And here's the thing about all you people want to defund the police and blah, blah, blah. You know who's the first on the line to see a dead baby in a car? A police officer, fire department. They're the first ones that arrive when they see a car is burnt, a car wrapped around a tree. They see death every day. So when you get fools, mindless fools that condemn these people, you hear what he said? You asked me to go into a burning building during a, quote, pandemic to save lives. to help a life. Maybe someone got killed and they're there to tell the news, the worst news you can imagine, that they say day in and day out, firemen, police officers, all first responders. And yet these, I'm having a hard time not judging and calling them names, but these mindless animals that run legislature and rules over human beings like that. I want you to hear his passion. Play that one more time. Listen to where he's coming. He gave his life. Do you understand that? His whole life. He chose to look after humanity. He chose to look after humanity. And this, the way they compared going to war and coming back, spitting on your faces, this is the ultimate spit in your face. De Blasio and New York City and the pigs that run all of those sectors of New York, the state of New York, that governor, the mayor of New York. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican. As people, in my opinion, they're pigs. Play him again. Listen to his heart and his passion. This does, okay, listen to this.
I gave my life 20 years from 21 to 41, and then they take it away at the peak of my earning career. I made it to captain. I went through that process.
Stop that.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
They should be ashamed. Stop that, Mike. They took it away at the peak of his financial. They lured him in. They lure you in to make your money, to get your pension and all that, and then they just wipe it away. If that isn't the ultimate mind-disgusting slavery, then I ask you, what is? What is? They took his life away because he chose to question. That's disgusting. Finish him.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
You should be.
Eric Adams is going to be on the wrong side of history. The people who look by are the same people who thought slavery was okay. The same people who thought segregation in Shea Stadium was okay.
Thank you very much, sir. You segregated us.
I was allowed to work in this city, but I wasn't allowed to eat in a restaurant in this city.
And the new mayor of New York City.
I was allowed to work through the pandemic, but I wasn't allowed to eat in a restaurant.
I could wear the uniform,
go to a burning building,
but not eat here.
What's wrong with you people? Trust the science. You guys are fucked up.
Of humanity. That's the backbone of humanity right there. That's the backbone of humanity. They'll go into a building. They will show up when your relative has deceased and try to save their lives. And yet, we were taken over, in my opinion. It's not a fact. But that's disgusting. De Blasio, you're a pig. You're disgusting. Anyone that fucks these people who do that, in my opinion, are just gross and disgusting. How dare you? You should be on television, all of you, apologizing for what you did to humanity. Play these animals. I never understood. You know, my wife she reads the Bible. I don't read the Bible. I don't read the Bible. She talks about idolizing false prophets. I used to think idolizing false prophets was more about clergy and people that say they're the next coming. When now I'm starting to realize that's your governors, that's your mayors, that's your rock stars, that's your sports stars, that's anyone on television. They are not to be idolized. Yes, they're to be admired. Admired, yes. Idolized, no matter what they say is right. Play the clip with from the news and listen to these animals, these brainwashing animals. They get paid to sell soullessness and what they did to humanity. This is not to be forgotten. Do you know which clip I'm talking about, Mike?
Yep, coming up.
Getting vaccines. It's time to start shaming them.
Because frankly, we know that shaming. We can't trust the unvaccinated.
No, screw your freedom. You're a schmuck for not wearing a mask.
We have to stop coddling the morons.
He's an ass.
Not get the shot.
He's
shame
disgusting.
On you.
Pig.
No mask, get out.
Disgusting.
Get off.
Disgusting. Look at that. Pigs. Do you see what they brought humanity to? Chris Cuomo and that other, he's a demon. They're demons. Schwarzenegger, you're a demon. You're not an entertainer. These people are not entertainers. They sold their souls. They're soulless. Their God is vanity. Their God is money. Their God is shame. They use the word shame. Don't trust. They called out names when they had zero clue what they were talking about. And that is another thing that taught me about the whole one nation under God. Is it really one nation under? Yeah, everything's under God. Even if you don't believe in God, whatever. But when you use the word God and nation, it bothers me. And I'll tell you why. Because this nation, when you air CNN and ABC and everyone that aired, everyone you just saw, they don't get the fall. The people that program, the people that give the green light to The View, the people that give the green light to those two morons that were on CNN, disgusting, vile human beings. And I wouldn't say that if they turned around and said, you know what? At the time, we were scared, and this is what we believed. But they have yet to come out and do that. They have yet to do it. And that's why their lives are based on nothingness. Their lives are based on power, control, vanity, ego, shamelessness. They don't care about your child. They don't care about your parents. They get off watching you fight one another. And these are people that are looked up to. They're false idols. And that is the danger. Very danger of looking up to false idols. I cannot stress that enough. I cannot stress that enough. If you understand a higher power, if you understand spirituality and God and love, this nation is under vanity, ego, being a star, making $1 billion, the love of money, judging, insulting, sexuality, all the things that are opposite of God and spirit. Opposite. Play all them one more time, and you will see that they're all the opposite of what nourishes your soul and your spirit. The opposite. And I'm not condemning them. I'm just giving you a fair warning. Because these are the same people that divided your families. They divided work. They put people out of business. They added stress to your life. Think of the amount of stress you had in your life. And these are the contributors. Play them again.
getting vaccines, it's time to start shaming them.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
No, screw your freedom. You're a schmuck for not wearing a mask.
We have to stop coddling the morons who will not get the shot.
Shame on you.
No mask, get out.
Don't wear a mask or get off.
Such a sad part of humanity, all because we idolize the television and we idolize the radio and we idolize all the false idols. They're all false idols. They're nothing. They have nothing in their core. They have zero in their core. There's no value of love there. There's no value towards your humanity. There's no loving coming out of there. There's no caring coming out of there. It's just vile, mean, vicious, soulless, mindless, disgusting, vile, demonic. So, all of you that are now discovering that, maybe you can move on from here to understand how it's all programmed, how we're all programmed. The less you listen, the less you watch them, the more you understand what they're like behind closed doors, the more you understand it's to control you. It's to control your emotions. You watch The View. Do they ever offer love? Ever? They're gross. But I don't blame them. They're just scraping to make a living and scraping to stay famous. They're addicted worse than heroin, worse than any drug. They're no different than the drug addicts you see on the street, itching their arms and homeless. As sad as that is, I look at them and I see just as much sadness. It's pure sadness, loneliness, loneliness. I wish them nothing but love. But until they find it, they need to be silent. Anyway, let's get back to the beauty of life. Let's play some messages where I want you to see as much as these as dark and evil exist, beauty and love outshines all the dark. Don't ever forget that. Light is more powerful than dark. Never underestimate the dark side. Well, guess what? The light is the ultimate power. Play some awesome messages, Mike.
All right. All the way from Australia, we have Derek.
Derek. Hi there, Mike.
Hey, Jim. This is Derek here, all the way down in Perth, Western Australia. I'm not Aussie. I'm Irish, obviously, as you can probably hear in my voice. I've been here over 10 years now. Yeah, just a quick message to let you know. Appreciate everything you do, mate. Love all the podcasts. Love the live shows. And I especially love the Patreon, which I am a member of and have been since day one. It's been a tough couple of years down here with all the COVID nonsense. And people like you and Bill Burr have kept me sane through all this BS. Now keep speaking your truth, brother. Much love.
Thank you, brother. Yes, Bill Burr makes me laugh very hard. I think he's one of the all-time... I will put him up as one of the all-time best ever. He definitely makes me laugh. Bill Burr's... I appreciate that message. And it boggles my mind as people listen. Mike, like, your voice is known in Australia. Does that bug you out or what?
Eh, no, I'm used to it.
You're used to it. I like it. I'm used to it. That is awesome.
I'm kidding.
Awesome.
That's awesome. That is
it's cool, right?
I never would have thought.
I never would have thought either. Like I get people in the States, but I don't. It blows my mind. I mean, we had one living in Nicaragua? Is that where the hell was she?
Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Yeah.
Australia, Ecuador. I mean, that's wild. That's pretty wild. I never thought, and I got to say, you people allow me to be more myself. And listen, I'm not perfect. I got a little heated before because I'm passionate. I love humanity. I want the best for humanity. And it really pisses me off when it's taken advantage of, when I feel it's taken advantage of. And then you have just whatever you want to describe them as, people that just make things worse. They make things worse. They bring nothing to the table but distress and judgment. If we say one nation under God, we should be more giving, loving, all that jazz. It's such a circus, man. These governments are a circus. It's really mind-boggling. But anyway, go ahead. What's another one, Mike?
All right, we have Colleen.
Colleen. I love the name.
Hey, Jim. I love you, man.
Ooh.
You make me laugh.
Oh, good.
I lost both parents.
Oh.
In the last 2 years, mostly because of this pandemic. And I'm so blessed to hear you and know that you're speaking out for us. You are a true, true gift to mankind. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And this is the thing, too. I'm starting to notice, speaking out for us. Who's us? The regular people? Like, what? You are bigger than you know. You are bigger than you know. The ones in neighborhoods, the mailman, the mail lady. You're working at FedEx. All the things that you consider little, you are huge. You are what keep things running. Turn those animals on TV off. They're fake. You don't even know if they're real anymore. They could be AI. Could be green screens. It could be computer animated. That may sound crazy, but it's not. It's not. Think about it. All right, this is just a wacky thought. Think about, I did a show in Disney. Livin' Maddie. I did an episode of Livin' Maddie years ago.
You know when you're driving down the street and the bugs are smashing on your windshield? You never deal with them. Not in the South. These bugs come looking for you 3 days later, banging on your door, open it up. It's a whole pack of them. Hey, is that your car parked over there?
By the time that episode came out, it was almost 2 years later. Now think about that. Television will film things 2-3 years before it comes out. A movie you see will be filmed 2-3 years before it comes out. For all you know, and any of us know, we're watching something that is 2-3 years old because we're that engulfed in believing anything the television says. That is just madness. Madness. If you met a human and you're like, you know what? I don't know about this person. I don't know. Why not? Well, I don't really know him. But you listen to the television. They're reading scripts. They're selling scripts from someone you don't even know. And that's why, you know, when I say The View and all that, they're vile. But you know who's more vile? The people that are saying, we want this show on the air. I want to know, who are they? Who are the people putting all this on the air? Who are the people putting the green light? Who are the people keeping those newscasters that said, shame on you and you're morons and screw your free? Who are the ones that allow that? Because in my belief, they're more dangerous. They're the real danger. Now, I've seen a lot of them, and I can tell you this. I wouldn't have a lot of them in my home with my children, with my family or my friends. I tell you that right here, right now. I would bet that a lot of them are not really into promoting family values. I would say a lot of them are not into promoting nature, natural habitat of family values. You read between the lines. All right, play the next one. You're bigger than you think. Stop saying you're little people. You're big. You make a difference. You make a much bigger difference than you can ever imagine. Look at on social media how many regular people are popping up. I watch more regular people now than I've ever. If someone's interesting, I start following them and I start watching them. And they're authentic. I listen to. You couldn't pay me to watch these animals that are on pushing agendas out. It's not news. It's professional propaganda. That's all it is. Go ahead, play another.
All right, we got Kenneth.
Yo, Jim. I'm watching your Ladder with Crowder episode, dude, and it's epic.
Oh,
love your work, bro. Keep up the good work. And my wife and I are actually going to see you down in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the Reawaken tour.
Ah.
I love your work, man.
Thank you. Well, there you go. So I'm going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, September 24th. Me, Mike Luftus. Mike Luftus does that show tonight. I think there's about 50 or 60 tickets left online for that. Those have been incredible, absolutely incredible. But you see, I just want to tell you, listen, am I perfect all the time? No. Do I get angry? Yeah, I get angry. I don't like being angry. I can't stand being angry. But as we move forward in life in general, I pray to God, whether you believe it or not, that you start to enlighten yourself and really nourish yourself with what your soul needs. You have a soul. Science will never define a soul. There's no money to be made with it. There's no money to be made. Your existence. Everything was created for a reason. Think about that. Why were humans created? And are we under a spell? Since the beginning of communication and the words that they use to put us like, oh. I mean, I said it in the special too, where like you go to college to get a degree, learn from professors. Every single word is just like a word to make you think otherwise. We're going to colonize. Colonize is a nice word for we're going to murder and kill everyone and take over and enslave you. It's a nice word for colonize. The new word is attraction to little people, whatever they're trying to change. Kid grooming, manipulating a child's mind so you can get sexually off. Disgusting, disturbing, vile. Other cultures would take you out. Think about that. You think native pureness would allow such vileness to go on? I don't know. So listen, find your good place. Find nature, find a spot, find a bench, a park bench, and give yourself some soul nurturing, because the dark exists and it's doing everything in power but I really feel the light is really bright right now. It really is. So if you think it's doom and gloom, hold the line. Your light is so important. It's beaming everywhere. And it's growing in masses across the world. Across the world. It's beautiful to watch. I'm starting to believe this whole phrase, the Great Awakening. Because technically, I've been awake a long time, but now it's a whole new level of awakening. You are on awakening of your existence, of your purity, of your love, and you're starting to realize all the nonsense that they're just trying to pull you away from. Have a great week. I love your messages. They mean so much more than you can ever imagine. If you think you're the smallest person in the world, you're not. You do make a difference. You're more powerful than you can ever imagine. To that fireman, I don't know who you are, but I'd love to get you on the show. I'd love to help you out. I have no clue who that is, but I'd love to get people like that in the light. Because I'd much rather idolize a human being like that than anyone on a radio show or a television show or someone that could throw a touchdown or someone that can dribble a ball or someone in government. You, the regular people, are the ones to be lifted up. Don't ever forget that, man. You're so freaking awesome. You have no clue. You make me happy. I love you all. Thanks for hanging out in the Bruniverse. Mike, you're the greatest.
Hey, have a good show, man.
Thank you. I look forward to it. We're going to have a good weekend. And God is beautiful. Life is beautiful. Allow that light to shine. See you next time in the Bruniverse. Take care, Mike. This is Jim Brewer, and I got my own Patreon page, and hopefully you'll check it out. Live comedy concert streamed once a month. Weekly, you host your own podcast, and you interview me. Early access to the Bruniverse podcast every single week, and I have bonus footage and bonus segments. I promise you I'm not going to let you down. Go check out my official Jim Brewer Patreon page, and I'll see you there.